Well, he's very much a protege and kind of direct reflection of his mentor and former boss, Paul Ryan. He's had other staff positions in Congress when he was quite young, and it obviously had a major impact and influence on his career. I'm sure it was crucial to his candidacy, now very successful candidacy for Congress. He worked on Speaker Ryan's staff. He's also served as a corporate lawyer like Paul Ryan. He comes from a well-established and wealthy and influential family in the Janesville area.
Besides Paul Ryan's legacy, if you will, what else did Brian Stile offer the 1st Congressional District?
Well, he offered Republican Party identity, and it could change and could change rather quickly. It was only a few years ago that informed people were talking about Wisconsin being a strongly red state, and of course that's an oversimplification. Then and now, Randy Price, the iron worker and U.S. Army veteran, achieved the rank of sergeant, was honorably discharged from the U.S. Army. His background lends itself to identification, which he emphasized with the union and industrial history of the 1st District, but that alone wasn't enough to carry him anywhere near victory.
The 1st congressional race went to the Republicans, but statewide, at least one key race, the U.S. Senate race, went to the Democrat, Tammy Baldwin, the incumbent. Why did Stile win, do you think, in the 1st congressional, but Tammy Baldwin wins statewide?
Well, it's overall a Democratic year, and that's been reflected certainly in Wisconsin and elsewhere in the country, including neighboring Illinois. The Republicans have been in power for a while. Wisconsin, historically, is a state that's not closely identified with one party or the other, historically and currently. Republicans have a very long history of considerable strength for long periods of time dominance in Wisconsin, but they were progressive Republicans, including fairly recently Tommy Thompson. And the Republicans in Wisconsin historically haven't fit the conservative priorities that characterize the party nationally. Wisconsin is a very distinctive state, but it's not at all surprising that the 1st District, where Ryan was so strong, there has been a significant demographic and social change in the district, with the decline dramatically of the auto industry, especially assembly plants, over the last 40 years or so, and the rise of service industry and rise of residential housing, and a relatively prosperous immigrant population, if I may use that term. The 1st District has been in flux, and it's moved in Republican directions, but that could change.